Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth Perek in the Hilchos Yisura B, in the laws of prohibited relationships in the Rambam Sefer Kedusha, which we're discussing specifically from all the many arayas, that of the Nida and the related Ziva, which we spoke about how she becomes Tamei in the previous Perek, and now in the Rambam, this Perek discusses the actual, what's called the days of Nida and the days of Ziva. The Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding the counting of the days of Nida and the days of Ziva. The Rambam explains. Dam HaNida, the menstrual blood, Dam HaZava, which is the same type of blood, just as we'll explain in different days, Dam HaKoshi, and the blood of the throes of, which is when a pregnant woman starts to have the childbirth pains and blood starts coming out before she's giving birth, that's what's called, as Rambam explains later on, Perek Zayin, the Dam HaKoshi, and Dam Yeledis, the blood of a woman who gave birth, Dam Tar Shel Yeledis, and also even the tar blood of a woman who gave birth, which is and later on in post-birth, where the woman has blood, it's tar, but says the Rambam, all these bloods, kula dam echadu, it's really all the same blood. Umina makaru bo, they're all coming from the uterus. Umay nechadu, and so to speak, the same spring, the same fountain. Ubezman the bulvad, hu shishan adin, it's just depending on the timing that the law will change. Betia roya dam, and if the woman sees blood, you could have the same blood from the same uterus, zutahira, and this situation is going to be tar, like when she's in the postnatal after the 7 or 14 days, depending if it's a boy or girl, it's going to be tar, vizunida, and sometimes it's going to be considered as a nida, which she could be having blood all 7 days, and then immerse herself, vizuzova, and then certain situation can be considered zava, which she has to have shivanikim, as Rama explains in Halacha Beis Ketzer. How so? So, kishatira isha dam tchila. So when a woman has her first period in her lifetime, when she has menstrual blood for the first time, or a regular woman, when she sees in her expected period, which generally like is around once a month, and that's the set time which she generally has her menstrual period, so she's considered a nida for those 7 days. And that's Bein Rasa Kol Sheva, whether she has a discharge of blood all the 7 days, Bein Shalei Rasa Latip Rishon Levado, or even if she just had one small discharge of one drop on that first time, she's Nida for those 7 days. Now, Rasa Dam B'Yom HaShemini, if after those 7 days she has Dam on the 8th day, Hariza Dam Ziva, that's the blood of Ziva. It's the same blood, it's just depending on the time periods. Nishu B'Loi Es Nidas, that's like what the Pasuk calls, not at the time of her Nida, which again, the need is for those 7 day periods, as Rambam is going to explain, according to his opinion, unlike many of the Rishayim, he says that's after the day 7, it's already the time of Ziva. In Halacha Gimel says the Rambam, V'chein kol dam shetir b'techa yamim. So to any blood that the woman will see during the days, shebin vesis nida levesis nida, from one expected period to the other day of expected period, hariyu dam ziva, that is considered, I mean, not just day 8, which is the day after the 7 days, but any in those day periods that's between the one of the seven, the vesis of the nida to another vesis of nida, that interim period is called dam ziva. And Halacha Meshem is saying that this halacha, a tradition, oral law from Moshe, from Har Sinai, she'im bein zman nida l'zman nida, that the difference between one nida period and another nida period is achad osayim ovad. There's only a period of 11 days, which, as the Rambam is going to explain, you have the 7 and 11 of the cycles of the nida periods, which make up a period of 18 days. As the Rambam explains, halacha dal. Kol shivas hayam shenikba lo veses b'tchilasin. The whole 7 day period, which was established the first time the woman had her period that was established as a said period, that this is the time period that she usually has, let's say this day is when she generally has it. So the first time that was established, that those 7 days, him and the Krum Mani Dasa, that is now called her Nida days. And that's from now on, Bein Rasa Behem Dam, whether she ends up seeing blood in those days, Bein Loi Rasa Behem Dam, whether she does not see blood in those days. Which again, that's the Rambam Shita, that the whole life cycle of a woman, from the first time that she develops her period, she counts 7 and 11, one after another, even though she's not seeing Dam. Those are the days. And whatever Dam she sees in those 7 days are called Dam Nida. And the Dam that she sees in the period of 11 days after that is called Dam Ziva, as Rambam has explained more in Halacha Vav, which again, many of the Pin, like we said, disagree, and they hold that no, the Ziva Gedayla only follows after when she actually has a Nida, and as long as she didn't count Shevin Nikim, you don't go back to starting the main Nida again, but the Rambam disagrees, and he holds that no, it's going to be automatically 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, whether you saw, you had Shevin Nikim or not, which generally other Rishonim hold that, no, so you're not going to become Nida again, you're still in the Ziva period, the Rambam disagrees. And he holds that whether she saw Dam or not, that is going through the Nida period. Now, so he clarifies, if name on the Kron, you may need this, and then why is it called the Nida days if you didn't see? Neshim Ruim Nida, because that's what's fit to have the menstrual period then, because that's how we go based on 18-day periods. Any blood that she sees during them is considered the menstrual blood. Now, halacha hey. Now, all the following 11 days after the 7 days of the Nida days, those following 11 days, him and the Krum, Yimei Ziva, so that's called the days of her Ziva. And again, Bein Rasa, this is the Rambam Shita, Bein Rasa, Bein Dam, whether she sees blood in them, Bein Lei Rasa, whether she doesn't see, those are called the Yimei Ziva. Now, V'lom and the Krum, Yimei Ziva, then why is it called Yimei Ziva? Neshem Ruin Le Ziva, because it's a fit for the Ziva discharge. V'chol Dam, which is not common and different, has a different halacha as Ziva. V'chol Dam Shetir, Bein any blood she sees during those 11 days, Dam Ziva Yichash is going to consider the halacha of the blood of Ziva, which we're going to qualify what those halachas specifically are and why they're different than Nida. And says the Rambam, Zor B'shnei Shem Yisrael, be very careful in understanding these two conceptual names, Shehem Yimei Nida, Yimei Zivasa, the days of Nida and the days of Ziva, those are for those 7 days, next following 11 days are Ziva, and then so on and so forth. Halacha Vav, Kol Yimei Isha, all the days of a woman's life, Miyem She Yikava Laves, from the day that she sets a period, that when she expects that this is when it's going to happen, that's when the cycle that the Rambam is going to describe begins. Atra Thomas, until the day that she dies. Or until the period switches to another day, which that could be if she has a chazaka 3 days, three times in a different day. But up until that point, Tispa la'olam, she's always going to count Shiva metchilas yom aveses, seven from the day when that period started. And then following that, 11 days, which are Yimei Ziva. And then Vachareim Shiva, then again, after that, 7 days, Vachareim Achad Asa, after that, 11, and so on and so forth. And it continues on and on, until again, something changes, or she dies. V'tizor b'min, it says, Ram, the sefer, one has to be very careful with this counting, so that she should know when she ever has a discharge of blood, in b'min nidir asa, if it's during the days of Nida, or b'min Ziva, or during the days of Ziva, because they have very different halachas. Because the Rambam says all the days of a woman is like this: 7 days of Nida, 11 days of Ziva. Elam kin if sika leida. Another exception is unless if she had childbirth in somewhere during her lifetime. Like the Rambam is going to explain later on Pegs and Halacha Beis, then it also will shift. But up until barring that the vest changes or that she dies or she has birth, it's going to continue 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. You have to know which period it is. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam clarifies this regarding the days of Ziva between what's called the Zava Katana and the Zava Gedayla. So that's the Rambam. Isha Shurasa Dam B'mei Zivasa. So we now know what these days of Ziva are, which again, it's the same blood as the Nida blood. It just has different halacha because it's during the unexpected time period. It's called B'loy Es Nidasa. A woman generally doesn't have Dam then. So if a woman sees Dam B'mei Zivasa Yemecha B'vad, during the days of Ziva, those 11 days, if she has just a discharge on one day, or even 2 days, one after the other. So Nikris, she called Zava Katana the minor Zava. The Nikris, and she's also called in Talmudic literature, Shemeresim Keneged Yom, where she has to safeguard a day correlating to the day that she saw a discharge before that. Which she only has to make sure that she's tar for 1 day, and then she's back tar again. Now, Vimras, Shleishim Zachazeh, but if she sees 3 consecutive days during those 11 days, Hareza Zava Gomor, she's a full-fledged Zava. They on the cross, and that's what's also called in the literature, Zava Gedayla, the large Zava. And in the cross, Zava Stam, and we usually use the wording Zava, just unspecified, which refers to the Zava Gedayla. Shalom says in the Pasuk of Yikra, Ve'isha ki yazav zevdama yom ram, if a woman's going to have a flow of blood many days, miyut yom, when it says the word yomim, a minimum of yomim, which is plural of Shalom, is 2. When it says rabim, many, that refers to Shleisha, that's referring to the 3 consecutive days, that makes her into a Zava Gedayla or a Zava Gemur. Now, in halacha, as the Rambam qualifies, says, "Ein min zava gedayla zava katana." Now, in halacha, there's no difference between if she's the large zava or the minor zava. Elo, the only differences are sfira shiva, counting 7 clean days, and vavas carbon, that to bring a carbon after that, which is zava gedayla tzricha lispa shiva yom nikim. The woman that had 3 consecutive days, she has to count 7 clean days, which all our women today, that's their custom, because of confusion, as we'll see how confusing it actually could be. Where she has to count 7 clean days, the Zava Ketana in this Vesel Yemech B'Vad, but the minor Zava, she only has to count 1 clean day. Moreover, when she gets purified, when she stops the flow of blood, then she counted the Shem and the Kim, she brings a carbon when she's purified. Whereas the minor Zava only has to keep one day of Tahara, she doesn't bring a carbon when she gets purified. So those are the two exceptions. Avalin Tuma, but regarding their laws of Tuma, Visser Bio, the prohibition of having relations with the Zava, Shtey and Shavas, the Zava Gedel and the Zava Gitana are the same thing. Halacha Tes, says Ram Kitz at Hausso. So Rasa Dam B'mei Zivasa. Let's say she sees a discharge of blood during these 11 days of Ziva. So Bein Shirasa B'tchilas HaLayla, whether she sees in the beginning of the night, Bein Shirasa B'Sevayim, whether she sees at the end of the day, but it's sometime during that daytime. Hare Isayim Kulik Tamay. That whole day is considered a day of Tama. And she had a discharge on that day. It's as if she didn't stop flowing blood from the moment she had the discharge until the sun set. Meaning it's like that whole day is tuma. Now, Omashemeh is kalalayla. So she has to safeguard that whole night time. And she's considered as a tuma, like we said, of Shemer is yom or zavakatana. But she's tame for the next day we have to watch. So the following night, she's forbidden to her husband. She has to watch. Now, Vimli Rasa Kumbalaila, if she didn't have any discharge that following night, so Meshkemis Lamacher, so the next morning she gets up, Vitavelas, and she could immerse herself in the mikvah, Achashatanatzachama, after the sunrise, already in the next day, she could already table the mikvah then. Again, the only exception is that Anida and Yuled, they're the only ones that have the table at nighttime, but Zava and all the rest, they table during the daytime. So, right, first thing in the morning, she go and table herself in the mikvah. Umeshemez kalyam, but she has to watch that whole day. So, she already watched the nighttime, which is the beginning of the halachic day, and then she watches that whole day. Imle rasa klum, if she didn't have any discharge that whole day, which is shemer siyam keneged yoyim, hareza yoyim echatar keneged yoyim etomai. So, she has essentially one day of purity correlating to the one day of tumah that she had the previous day. And again, that's why she's called shemer siyam keneged yoyim. Very mater slavalar, and therefore she permitted to her husband that next evening. Let's say Rasa Dam Gamba Yemashin. Let's say she didn't have a discharge only one day, she had 2 days. So, whether it's the nighttime or the daytime after she immersed, meaning because she watched at nighttime, whether she saw that night of the first day after the day before that she had, or the following day, even after she immersed herself in the mikvah, so now that second day is also Tame. So again, now she has to watch that whole third night, because actually if she would see Dam, the reason why you have to be very careful, because you have to know, is it 3 days in a row, and therefore she has to watch to see if she's having it, because then she'll become a Zava Gedolah retroactively. So Imlei Rasa, if she didn't have a discharge that the night of the third day, so she only saw 2 days, Mashkemes L'macha, so she gets up the next morning, but Tebelas Achashatan Tzachama, she go to the mikvah right after sunrise, U'mishamez Kalayim, and again, she has to watch that whole day. She didn't say anything that whole day. So here's the one day of purity that cancels out the 2 days of impurity. Because again, if you only have two, which is less than three, only is Zava Ketana. And she permitted to her husband that next evening. But Malachi Yerav says the Ram, let's say Rasa Dam Gam Bishlish. Let's say she saw blood day one, day two, and also day three during the 11 days of Ziva. Oh, Bein B'yemi Bein Leila, whether it was during the daytime or the nighttime. So she's considered the big Zava. Like we said, she has to count 7 clean days without having any discharge of blood. Like it says in the pasuk, she has to count 7 days, etc. On the 7th day, not after the 7th day, that's only Nida, but the Zava, on the 7th day of her Shiva Nikim, she tables herself on the 7th day after sunrise, and she permitted to her husband that evening after the 7 days are over. Now, on the 8th day, that's the second exception of the Zava Gedolah, she has to bring her carbon, which is Shtei Tayrim, either 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons. Now, Halacha Yud Beis Ram continues with this theme about the Zava tiveling herself, and the counting of clean days. Says the Rambam, Zava Ketana. So the minor Zava, which again saw less than 3 in a row, should Tavla Balayla Shayyam Hashem. So if she immerses herself at the nighttime of the day she has to watch, meaning that day she had the Tuma, and then that next day, which she has to watch, the night of beginning that day, she immersed herself in the mikvah. Or the large Zava who she has to count Shiv Nikim, the night of the 7th day of her Nikim, of her clean days, she tabled herself in the mikvah. So it's like as if she didn't immerse herself in the mikvah. Very kenida, she tabled b'tech Shiv. It's like a nida who's immersing in the middle of the 7 days, which is obviously not good, but a nida has to be after the 7 days. Here also, you have to be what's called miktas yim kakula. You could be during the 7th day, you could be during the 7th day of the Zava, or at the day of the Shemeres Yayim, but not at the night time. Halacha Yud Gimel. Habal Zavah Gedayla, if someone has relations with the Zavah Gedayla, again, a woman who had 3 days in a row, and she's counting Shiv Nikiyim, and he has relations with her Begim Shvishal Svir Achashar Tavla, on the seventh day that she's counting Shiv Nikiyim, after she already went to Mikveh that daytime, like we said in the previous halacha, which she's allowed to, Oya Zavah Ketana, B'yem HaShomer, or let's say with the minor Zavah, on the day that she's safeguarding, Achashar Tavla, after she already went to the Mikveh, so put them in Akaras. So the man and the woman who is having these relations, they're exempt from the punishment of karas. Why? Since she immersed herself in the time which is appropriate for her to tevel, which is already mixes him kakuli, part of days like the whole day, and she's already considered essentially tahira. She's already tar. But says the Ramali, Ishazu Yilo Tarbisra, this woman's going to have a bad custom, a bad outgrowth of this. Shahri Bilosa Magot Luin, because her relations and her touching, which if it's going to be mitam or not, is dependent. As the Rambam says in Halacha Yudalet Ketzer Tulim, how is this dependent? What's tentative about this a woman? Because im nishlama yom achad tefila, if the day completes after she immersed herself, let's say in that morning, v'loy rasa dam, and she doesn't end up seeing dam that, let's say, last day of Shiva Nikiyim, or that day that they're safeguarding for the Zavah Ketana. Okay, I recall she no go by achet tefilas atar. So the ending she touched after she already immersed herself, which the immersion really is what purifies herself, and uvilasa achet tefila, and the relation she had after she tevled, but again before the Shiva Nikiyim ended or before that day ended, ain't chayav la klum. So there's not going to be any liability because she was tar, and turns out there is no retroactivity over here because there was no dam. The problem is v'imrasa dam yem zachar tevled. She ends up seeing dam on this day after she immersed herself. Nimtza Zavah L'mafreya, it turns out retroactively she's really a Zavah because there was no Shemir Siyayim. There was no full day of Tahara to reconcile and ameliorate what was Tama the previous day or to finish off the Shiva Nikiyim. B'chol Shenagah Bo L'mafreya, Tamei comes, anything she touched retroactively is Tamei. V'hiyu Bo Yalei Chayav Makarban, and her and the man who had relations with her is Chayav for a Karban, like a man who has relations with a Zavah. L'fikach Yasu L'bala Adlev, therefore, says the Rambam, initially we say that she's forbidden to her husband up until the evening, that she shouldn't bring herself to a suffix. Again, if they did have relations and she didn't end up seeing a dam, so then they're not chayav karas. But you could be retroactive to be chayav a carbon, so to avoid that, we don't have relations according to this biblical law of the zava, whether ketan or gedayla, until the following evening. Halachat ha-zvav. Zavah she-safra she-shis yom nikim. So, as we discussed in the previous halacha, the Zavah Gedayla has to count Shiv Nikim. If she counted 6 clean days, means she cannot have a discharge for 7 days, unlike the Nida, which she could flow blood all 7 days, as long as she stops before the end, they could have relations that next night, at least according to biblical law. Now, so here, if a Zavah counted 6 clean days, Uva Shvir Rasadam, on day 7 she has a discharge of blood, even if it's right before the sun setting, the day is almost over, she almost finished, so Saras HaKal, but if she has a discharge of blood, it demolishes the whole 7 counting of clean days. She has to start counting after that day which she had become tamei, a discharge of blood. She has to start counting again, Shavu Yom Nikiyim, 7 clean days. Now, another related halacha, and halacha design, says the Rambam, if during the 7 clean days she had a discharge of semen because she had relations with a man at a time when it was permitted, but the discharge within 3 days, when it's still considered viable and still has the tumah of shechva zera of the male semen, if she discharges during her days of svira, so she's essentially like a man who semen comes out of his body. So seseres yemechad. So here it's different than the previous halacha. Unlike seeing dam, which will undo the whole seven nikiyim, it's only going to demolish 1 day. She's essentially like a zav, which is the male equivalent of the zav that we're discussing, who when he has a seminal emission, where it demolishes 1 day. Here also, it's going to demolish 1 day of her Shiva Nikiyim. We said in the previous halacha that she has to start over Shiva Nikiyim when 1 day is tamei, even if it's on day 7, right before the end of the day. That's if it's interrupted with the tumah of ziv itself, which is with dam. But some other tumah like carry by a zav, or if a woman is parleta shechva zera, that's not going to demolish Shiva Nikiyim, and she can continue counting from the following day, wherever she left off in the counting, besides that day that she emitted the semen. Now, the Rambam continues regarding if a woman has a discharge of blood near the days of Nida. Says the Rambam, rasa dam, let's say a woman has a discharge of uterine blood, ba'asiri mimei zivasa. So we said there's 11 days of ziva. So let's say on day 10 of her days of ziva, uva achad aser, uva shnei masa. Day 10 and 11, which day 11 is where the days of ziva end. Now on day 12, which is essentially day 1 of Nida, because the Rambam says it goes 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. So she sees 3 days in a row, 10, 11, and 12. Says the Rambam, even though she's seeing 3 consecutive days, and it started in the days of Ziva, she does not become a Zava Gedela. Rather, she goes from a Zava Ketana, which, because the last 2 days of Ziva, which day 10 and 11, she saw blood, which is Zava Ketana, which is only a Shemeres Yayim. She then, on day 12, goes and transfers into becoming a Nida, which a Nida, yeah, she's tummy for 7 days, but again, she has a very different halacha than a Zava Gedela, which she does not require Shem Nekiyim. As the Rambam explains, Shayim Shnei Masim Eschelas Nidasa, because day 12 starts the days of Nida. Again, Rambam Lashid Tasleh. V'roi B'mei Nidasa in the Zav. If you see during the days, those 7 days of Nida, then you don't become a Zav. Like we explain in Halacha Dal. Now, so in Halacha Yitzayin, the Rambam clarifies, it says, Umahu Zeh Shekasa B'Terah. What's this that's written in the Torah? Oichi Sazav Al Nidasa. If I just described to you that during the days of Ziva she's seeing 3 days in a row and she's not becoming a Zava Gedayla, as we explained, because day 12 is already day Nida, so then what does the pasuk mean when it says or she's going to flow after the days of Nida that then she becomes a Zava Gedayla? That Shemrasa Shleisha Yom Samach L'Nidasa. That's if she sees 3 days, nearer the days of Nida, but it's after the Nida is over, meaning like the beginning of the days of Ziva. Arezu Zava, then she's going to become a Zava. Again, for example. So you have 7 days you're in Nida, the first period that you established, and then Sharasa Bishmin Lindasa, then she sees on day 8 from when she had her period. Ubachi Ubasiri and day 8 and day 9 and 10. Oh, Shem Rishin Bishani Bishlishi Ma'achadasyam, that's day 1, 2, and 3 of the 11 days. Shem Mezivasa, that's the days of Raziva. Then she's becoming a Zava Gedayla. Let's say Rasa Dam Ba'achad Asim Mezivasa. Let's say she sees Dam in the 11 days of Raziva. But Tavlil Erevin, she immerses herself that evening. Shuhulil Shneim Aser, which is the night of the 12th day, Vishimsha Mitasa, and she has marital relations. So this is an interesting case, because day 11 was the last day of Raziva. So she's what's called a Zava Ketana. If she immerses herself that night, after the days of Ziva, which is the night of the 12th day, and she has marital relations, although she's Tamei, as we said, because she didn't have yet the Shemeres Yom, and we said generally the tefillah at nighttime doesn't work because you have to wait at least through the nighttime and then tevil in the morning, and the Boyala Tamei, and the man who is having a relationship with her is becoming Tamei. And this is in the laws of Tumah, not so much in the laws of Isser, which we're discussing over here in Hilchas Kedusha, Hilchas Isuri Bia, which are the laws of prohibitions, but in the laws of Tumah, they're Tamei. She's not Tahar, she was still considered a Zava Ketana, and therefore she's Tamei. Now the man who had relations is becoming Tamei from her. Vayisim Mishkem Moshav, and what they sit on, what they learn, becomes Tamei. But Einim Chayav Mekaris. But they're not going to be liable for punishment of Karis, and if they did it by mistake, they're exempt from a carbon. Rabbinically, it's forbidden to have relations. But the reason why they're not Chayav Karis is they She'ein Yoyim Shneim Asim Mitzdarf. Because day 12 is not going to combine, like we said in the previous Allah, it's not going to combine L'Yom Echadasa to day 11, Lasa Zava, to make her into a Zava. So it is effective in this case to immerse in the night after day 11, which is purifying her. Again, generally you have to protect, could say, hey, maybe it's going to combine into something as Zava Gedayla, but here it can't combine because it's already into the days of Nida. So the tefillah does help if they, right after day 11, without even waiting through that nighttime, and she immerses and they have relations, it's going to save them from a carbon. Because like we're saying, it can't combine with what's further, and they did immerse. So again, although there's still tum over here, but regarding the iser of zava, that's not here anymore. Now, alocha yotches. Tavla b'yom shneim asa. Let's say, not at the night, but rather she immersed herself in the 12th day achar shatan zachama, after there was already sunrise. So still, harezu sur labala ad la'arv. She's forbidden to her husband up until the evening, kedin kol zava ketana, like all minor zava, meaning, what I mean, even though day 11, we said, doesn't need to have a Shemeres Yom biblically, as we said in the previous halacha, because it doesn't combine, rabbinically it does require. And therefore, rabbinically, we still consider her as a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So even though she immersed herself in the morning of the 12th, she still should refrain from relations. But v'ma'ava ba'ala, but if he did violate and he had relations with her, Shnei Mitzvah Meklum, like we said, both are going to be exempt from any liability. And Vafela Rasa Dam Achar Shabbat Lebiyim Shnei Masa. And this is what's unique about this case. Even if she ends up seeing blood after he had relations with her on day 12, Imekach Klum. So generally we say by Shemeres Yom, although biblically you're allowed to have relations, but you could run into a problem because you end up saying Dam, it demolishes the Shemeres Yom and retroactively she was a Zava. Here, even if she ends up saying Dam, there's no problem because she's not a Zava Katana because she stopped seeing the Toma of Ziva by the end of the 11th day. She's a Dam Nidu because it's the blood of Nida. And the Ein Mitzvah, Lim Shalvam, it doesn't combine with the day beforehand. So therefore, it's starting a new thing. It's not going back to the previous day to say, oh, all along, that means you were really a Zava Katana. Halacha Yotes. Rasa Dam B'Sav Shvir L'Nidasa Ben Hashmash. Let's say she sees blood. So she's here, she is. She's at the end of the 7th day of a Nida. And she sees Dam at the end of the 7th day by Ben Hashmash, by twilight, which the Rambam qualifies in the 5th paragraph in Halacha Shabbos. From sundown until you see three medium-sized stars is considered Ben Hashmash by twilight. It's not clear if that's day or nighttime, and we generally treat that stringently. So if she sees Dam at the end of that 7th day, Virasa Bachiva Siri, and she also sees not day 8, but day 9 and day 10, I raise a Sveg Zava. So this woman is a doubt that she's a Zava Gedaila, and therefore stringently she's going to have to count Shiv and Nekim and bring a carbon, but it cannot be eaten, like any carbon that's brought out of doubt, because Shemari Rishaina below Shemini Hosen. Maybe the first discharge that she had was not the end of the 7th day, it was the beginning of the 8th day. So when Nimsa comes out, Shirasa Shleisha Yom Zachazem, it turns out that the beginning of the first 3 days of her 11 days, she had three consecutive days of discharge, 8, 9, and 10. So out of doubt, we have to treat her like a Zaba Gedela. And Machin Rasa Dambat Shiva Mimezavasa, same thing at the end of the day Ziva. Let's say day 9 and day 10 of a day Ziva, she had a discharge. Virasa B'Sleif Yom Achadasa Benishmash, at the end of the day 11, by twilight, she had a discharge. Hirosa raises a suffix Zava. Hirosa, maybe she's a Zava. Shemiria Achreina, maybe the last discharge. But Yom Achadasa, he said, maybe, unlike the first case, which we're in doubt, maybe it was already nighttime, here in doubt, maybe it was still daytime. And therefore she had three consecutive days of discharge of 9, 10, 11. So therefore, out of doubt, we have to treat her like a Zava Gedela in a stringent manner. Halach Chav Duram continues regarding the inspections of a Nida and a Zava. Says the Ram Halach Chav, Nida Shabbat Ka'atzma Batechi Mei Nidasa. So let's say a woman, she checked herself during her menstrual days, which there's something called a Hefsik Tara. There's a requirement of knowing that the blood stopped by the end of Nida, and by Zava, we for sure have to know because we have no Izzet Shev and Akim. So when Nida checked herself, she did an internal examination, B'toich Mei Nidasa, during the days of her menstrual period, U'matza Shapasak Adam, and she sees that the blood stopped, she doesn't have a period anymore. The Philip Pasak B'Shein Lindas, and even if it stopped already on day 2 of from when her cycle started, which is important because the Ram at the end of the Lach is going to say, but if she found that it stopped on day 1, that won't be effective because the whole day one, we presume that it's still, so to speak, an open fountain. But if she sees on day 2 that it stopped, v'shagaga or hezida, now by mistake or even deliberately, v'loy bodka adlacha nidasi amram, and she never ended up checking herself, she never did an examination again until many days after the needed days were over. Ukshabodka matzatoma, and when she ended up checking herself a week or two later, whatever it is, she finds that she's tummy, she sees that she has blood. We don't say, maybe, who knows? Maybe all these days, you see, right now you checked, you see you have blood. Maybe for many days already you had a flow of blood and you didn't know about it, and therefore you already had 3 days in a row and you're a Zava. We don't say that. All those days that she didn't check herself, we presume that she was tar, because on day 2 of her Nida, she already stopped seeing Dam, and we have a presumption that until we know otherwise, that she wasn't. Now you see, so kan nimtza kanoya. Now we say, okay, now we say, but what was before, we don't presume there was Dam. Now, but let's say Batka Asma Matza Tumma, let's say she checked herself during those days. And she finds that she's Tami, and Afila Batka Shvila Ndasa, even if it's on the 7th day of her Nida, she checks and she sees that she still has Dam. Uvena Shmoshes Le Batka Asma, and during twilight, which one is supposed to, she doesn't check herself. So that she should be separating from the Tum of Nida, because again, biblically, Nida could see Dam all through the 7 days, as long as right before you do a Hefsik Tara, you see that there's no Dam over here, so then that's okay. So she checked this up day 7, she saw Dam, and she forgot, she didn't check herself at the end of the 7th day, right before Ben Hashmashes. Rather, she waited for many days, and then she remembers, oh yeah, it was Nida, doesn't that? She checks up a Matzah Tara, and she sees, yeah, there's no Dam. Hareza Sveg Zava, here we are in doubt that maybe she was a Zava, because after the days of Nida, which she didn't check then, at the end, which goes right into the days of Ziva, and let's say a week later into the days of Ziva, she checks it and she sees that she doesn't have Dam. But again, the last she checked, she did have Dam. So now you're Savik Zava. which we have to suspect that maybe for 3 days into the days of Ziva, you had, and you have to count Shem and the Kiyim, you're like a regular Zava Gedaila. Now, Vimatza Tumah, and let's say you find that she's Tameh, so last you checked, let's say it was day 7 that she had Dam, and she didn't do any Hafsik Tar, she didn't stop and see what happened at the end of the days of Nida, and then a week in, she checks it up again that she sees the first case of Tumah, she doesn't see Dam, and here she does see Dam, oh, Haris is over, then she's a definitive Zava. Because since initially, let's say day 7 or whatever is during the days of Nida, she checks up, she found that she had Dam. At the end, the week later, let's say she checks and she finds Dam again, so we have a presumption that it never stopped and it was here all this time. Now, the Yamrishin Shal Nida, in contrast to what we said in the opening part of the Halacha, the first day of her cycle, of her period, even if she ends up finding that, yeah, it stopped already, she does it, but Dikan, there's no more Dam anymore. It's almost as if she found herself that she did see Dam. And the reason is, the whole first day of when she has a period, it's presumed to be what's called an open fountain. If she had Dam, you can't make a chazaka now that there's no more Dam anymore because you just didn't find this moment, but we presume that it's here, so that can't establish for a future time. If it was day 2, she found the tar, that we're going to say, oh, okay, so we have a cheskes tar, but day 1, you can't do that. Halacha Valve. Let's say a Zava, she checked herself on the first day of her days of counting, meaning she became a Zava Gedaila, she had 3 consecutive days, she got to count Shem and Akim. On day 1 of her counting of 7 days, she checks herself, umatzatar, and she turns out, no blood, 1 down, 6 more to go. And up until day 7, she never did an inspection, an internal examination. Umatzatar, but then on day 7, she checks herself and she finds, so she did the first day and she's doing the last day, she finds no dam. So she has a presumption of tahar. It's as if she checked every single one of the 7 days and she found that she's tahar, that they were clean days. Halachav beis. Moreover, even the bigger chiddush as the Ram, let's just check day 1 of her 7 clean days, of her counting 7, which she has to count the clean days, and day 1 she checked and she found that she's tahar. Uvayem shmini. Now, she didn't check day 7 of the days of Sphere. So she essentially, from the Shiv and the Kiyim, from the 7th clean day, she only checked the first day because she ended up missing that 7th day. Uviyim Shmini, she checks on the 8th day. Umatzatar, and she finds that no dam. Her is Bechazatar. She has a presumption of Tara, even though she didn't check but just the first day. Now, let's say but could be Yim Shlishi Lizivasa. Let's say she checked day 7 of her Ziva. Umatzat Shapasa Gadam. And turns out, okay, the blood stopped, meaning she's a Zava, but she sees it stopped, she does a Hefsik Tara. So essentially, meaning she was a Zava Gedaila. So although she had 3 days, but she checked and she knows that it stopped, so she could, quote, start counting our Shem Nekim. But Valebat Kabi Yamrishim, Mimi Asvir, the first day of the Shem Nekim of the Shem, she doesn't even check to see if she's clean. Uveshvi Batka Matzatar. Now on day 7, she checks herself and she turns out that she doesn't have Dam. So here, in contrast to the first case, where you only had checked in the beginning, not at the end, here she only checked at the end, not at the beginning. Here also says the Rama Rizbachas Kestara, she has a presumption of purity. And we say that, yeah, the end works even though you don't have the beginning. Just like we say the beginning works even though you don't have the end. And for Adin Lazav, up until now, we're only discussing that of the female version. Same applies to the male, the Zav. B'chaleila B'dika is regarding all these examinations. Shutar, which he's also going to be Tar, V'ala Yimei, and he also has an obligation of counting Shem Nekim. When he's a Zav, the same halachas will apply that even just day 1, day 7, or even just day 1, or just day 7, will also work for him. Halachav Gimel. Kol isha she sveik nida sveik zava. Any woman that not clear she nida or she is zava, and that's actually very complicating how to actually calculate if a woman's a nida or a zava, and that's why we all treat our women as zavas in that stringent manner. But if a woman's not sure which one she is, so she has to stringently go take on either one. So tzuch leisha shivis yom nekim esavik. So out of doubt, she has to count the 7 clean days, which is only a unique halacha for a zava gedayla. And v'tevel is belel shmini. But she has to immerse herself at the night of the 8th day because she might be in Nida, which is not allowed to immerse during the daytime. It has to be at nighttime. And then she's permitted to her husband. She has to bring carbon that a Zava brings because she might be a Zava, but it cannot be eaten. Like Rama explains in this place in Parakal from Hilchas Mechusir Kapra, Locha Vav, where out of doubt you have to bring, but it can't be eaten because it might be a pasla carbon, might not be a carbon, which is chulin. So therefore it's brought, but it's not eaten.